Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Final hour of Ben and Woods. Before we get to anything else, 9 o'clock means it is time for another Biggest Fan announcement. And if we get our Biggest Fan to call in the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973, we will have a perfect first week of Biggest Fan qualifiers here on the Ben and Woods program. Every day, 9 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 5:30, your chance to call in and qualify for our grand prize, which is a night in our Odyssey suite at Petco Park next season. 20 tickets, along with the Odyssey staff, the fan staff coming in and watching the game with you. You can register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan, but only one person gets the chance to call in, and that person right now is Nicole Bauer from Chula Vista. Nicole Bauer from Chula Vista, you are on the clock. You've got 10 minutes now to call us at 833-288-0973 and qualify for our grand prize drawing. Good luck. Something very odd happened during the break. Yeah, Woods just knocked over a table leg.
I didn't.
Actually, Mike, the engineer, came in and said, no, someone broke it last week. And it's
first
just
I've
been kind
of
propped up there, I guess, since. But the table hasn't collapsed on you, which is good. I wouldn't lean on it heavily over there. Be careful the rest of the show.
I'm scared this board's going to collapse. Falling apart, man.
All right. Yesterday, 24 hours ago, this was the moment that it all became official. We were trying to get into a Rondle report. It never happened. So, Pauly, take it away again 24 hours
scared.
Later. Yeah.
Here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, Biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right.
What's up, Trevor?
God, that was funny. That was this week, wasn't it?
That was this week. What a long week it's been. I even had a day off.
Happy Friday, gentlemen.
Happy Friday, Paul.
Let's see here. Where to start? I want to start in college basketball. We'll talk a little football, I think, in our next segment. But yesterday, this was kind of fun to see if you saw it. Florida was making their, I think, second game of the year yesterday. And Florida has a kid on their team, freshman. He is his name is Oliver Rue. I think we've actually talked about him before on the show. You might have seen videos of him in high school. He is 7'9".
Wow.
7'9". That actually makes him the tallest person to ever play college basketball. He had not played yet this season, and there was about 2 minutes left in the game yesterday, and after chants of "We want Ollie" throughout the whole arena, he put him in with about 2 minutes to go. Garbage time. It was.
Who's he play for?
Florida.
Florida.
They were up 104-64. That was the final, and so he got in, and he didn't score. He didn't really do much. It was only 2 minutes. Garbage time. But to see a 7'9" guy on this court, it was unbelievable. I saw a side by side of another player on North Florida's team who was 6'8", and he's looking straight up at this guy. It's wild.
Whoa, he is a big dude.
It almost looks like he's AI or something. Yeah. You put like a double-sized player out on the court.
He is massive.
And he doesn't look...
No, he doesn't look...
Totally out of proportion.
No.
He looks kind of normal, except he's...
7 foot
so
nine.
Tall.
What are you, like, you probably, like, you're that tall, you're like, I don't even like basketball, but I really didn't have a choice. You know?
No, I've seen that story before.
Yeah.
Like North Florida didn't 6'10", even let him touch the ball.
They forced you to play.
They were like triple teaming him and just jumping up. They were trying everything they could because if he gets the ball anywhere near the hoop, it's an automatic two. And
his arms, I mean, probably 4 feet long, right? Like it's an easy just lay in.
They've had to start double teaming Wemby now.
Yeah.
Like pretty much every time. And they've slowed him down a bit, but, you know, he'll adjust and they will adjust. That height it's truly an advantage if you can make it work for you.
He's probably that kid that was in like eighth grade that was 6'7". And the coaches are like, "You're playing." He's like, "I don't want to play. I don't like basketball. I'm not even that coordinated." They're like, "You're playing." I always felt bad for those kids. They had those kids when I was in school too. Like just big dudes, and like, guess what? You're going to be on our offense.
My brother played with one of those guys in high school.
You're going to be on the offensive line.
And he got like a college scholarship.
And yeah.
I won't say who, but it was like, I don't really like this game or this sport, but I'm 6'11", and they're making me do it.
Tessa in the chat, she goes by It's Tall Tessa. She said 7'9 would be my ideal height match. How tall are you, Tessa? What size shoe is
it?
7'9", she said would be ideal for her.
Maybe she's tall.
I mean, she goes by It's Tall Tessa, I would imagine, if that's your name.
7'9".
7'9", staggering.
He is 2 inches taller than Manute Bol.
How tall do you have to be
3 inches taller
tall.
Than Yao Ming and Sean Bradley.
Nowadays, yeah.
6'4", I think.
No, I'm on the edge of tall.
You are tall.
I'm tall.
I'm 6'1".
We're tall.
One. You and Paulie
are
tall.
Are you tall?
Tall?
You're not tall
not
anymore?
Not compared to you
back
guys.
In the day, 6'1", you were tall, but now...
Yeah.
I don't know if it's considered tall anymore.
I think the average...
What's the average
male
height of...
Height, yeah. American male. The average male height in the U.S. is
5'9". Oh,
so
I'm tall.
We're all tall.
You are tall.
Thank God.
4 inches taller than the average American.
Damn. Any more to add
Tess
to
is 6'2".
6'2"? Yeah.
That's tall.
It's tall.
Taller than you.
In heels? 6'6".
Tall drink of water.
Very tall drink of water. Oh, boy.
I can't even imagine guarding somebody 7'9".
Mm-mm. Can't imagine guarding, I can't imagine guarding anyone 6 feet.
Maybe Paulie can't. But remember when you play against your dad, like in pickup basketball, right. And he was so much taller than you?
Yeah, his body shoe.
Yeah, but your dad also couldn't reach up and dunk
up.
It.
Yeah.
I had to guard a 7-footer one time. I was in high school. I hadn't grown yet. I was like 6'1". And just like looking up another foot.
My buddy had to guard Kevin Garnett in high school.
Oh my
God. The guy dropped 50 on him. He said it was the worst night of his life.
The 7-footer ended up getting a full ride to Gonzaga.
Mm-hmm.
Great basketball school. He like never played. He played like a minute a game. He never really developed much of a game at all. They gave him a full ride just because literally he's 7 feet tall.
Just in case.
Like,
just in case
maybe
we need to throw one up.
Right. And wow. I remember following it. He was a couple of years older than us, so after he graduated, I remember following him, see what he's doing in college and everything, and I go, this guy sucks. He averages like 1 point a game.
Yeah.
You're 7 feet tall. It was like, it actually made me mad because that guy was probably 6'7" in like middle school maybe. And I'm like, at that point, when you hit like a certain height, you know you're going to be tall. You should be in every basketball camp you can possibly get yourself into.
Working on your game.
Because even if you can kind of play the game, you'll be drafted in the first round if you're 7 feet tall.
It's true.
All right. That's it for sports today. We got a story here out of Maine. A very large healthcare system out there had to apologize this week because, well, they sent letters to over 500 patients in the hospitals and their healthcare clinics. And these letters told the patients that they were dead and that they were sorry to hear that. And
sorry
it also
you died.
Had information on what to do with their estates. Just to reiterate, all 531 patients were alive. They might have been sick. They were getting some health care.
Oh.
They were alive. They got these letters that were supposed to be sent out after they pass. There was a glitch
in
their
system. You should never send
a
letter to the person who died anyway. It doesn't matter.
Well, I think it's addressed
to the
regarding
family?
That
okay.
person.
It was regarding. Okay, it wasn't directly
sorry
to
Sorry to hear
that,
about Mike.
Right.
Here's what you do with his estate. Mike opens the
it
letter.
It says, the letters expressed condolences and explained information on how their next of kin can handle and resolve their estates. It's called Maine Health was the company. They are saying that they had an error in their computer system that led to this mistake, and they sincerely regret the goof. But yes, 500
but imagine
patients.
Imagine if you're like sick. Like,
and you don't know
like,
what's
you
going
don't know
on.
What yeah. the future holds. Well, none of us do, but you're ill. And you're like, I'm getting treatment. And then you get a letter from the hospital. He's done. He's done. He's done. So this is
we
what you
know
do.
We just haven't told you
yeah,
yet.
We haven't called
it's
him.
It's already in our system.
It's already in our system. He's, we have him. He's on the list. In our Deadpool, he is on there. He's on our Deadpool. So start making plans now. Go to trustandwill.com. That's terrifying.
Oh, man. And then finally... gotta be a little careful with this story, but it's actually sports related.
I like these. Ben does not. Look at his face.
No, he doesn't. NFL player Matt Khalil.
Oh.
And I don't know if he's a... is he still playing in the NFL?
I saw this. This is...
former NFL player Matt Khalil.
Well, Ben should like this story. He can relate.
He sure can.
If a picture tells 1,000, what does they say? What's the phrase? A picture tells a thousand words. Is worth 1,000 words.
Yeah. So Matt Khalil, former NFL player, his wife, or I guess I should say ex-wife, Haley Khalil.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's an influencer, content creator, Twitch streamer.
Yeah,
she was
life
doing
coach.
A,
right, I, same thing.
Yeah, she was entrepreneur.
Entrepreneur.
She was doing a live stream on Twitch with somebody else, and they were talking about her personal life, and she opened up and gave some details about why her marriage with the former NFL player ended.
It's not what you would think.
No, they're actually like they left on really good terms.
Yeah, it was not infidelity, it was not he wasn't present. It was
she I watched the clip. And she danced around it and couldn't really even actually say verbatim, like exactly what it was. She wrote it out on her phone and then slid her phone across the table to whoever was talking with her. And they go, no.
She said yes.
Yeah. The biggest factor in why they got divorced.
The biggest fan, if you will.
The biggest, and I emphasize the word big, was her husband's part
Peace.
Of his body.
Peace.
His equipment.
His tenderness.
So big that they could not...
be intimate.
Intimately enjoy their marriage to each other. And in fact, she was in extreme pain. And she said, I talked to doctors, therapists, like whoever I could to try to figure out if we can do this. And that was not something that we were going to be able to do. And
she
the guy
actually looked at... no, I'm not joking when I say this. Liposuction. For him to go into a room and go thump, and then they thin it out, make it more palatable, make it easier.
She said, I was gonna try
reduction surgery
reduction
of
surgery.
Some sort.
Therapists, doctors, not even lying. I looked up lipo just to be able to do that
to
with
do,
her husband.
To see. She like, I want to stay married to you, but I literally cannot.
She said it was kind of funny, honestly. It's like my life is a comedy, and it kind of just writes itself. And the guy, that was the biggest factor in your marriage.
Goes, literally.
Yeah, like our whole marriage, this was a problem. And it just got to the point where, like, I don't know that we can do this anymore. They left amicably. the guy, you know, whoever she was talking to was like trying to get her to explain a little bit more. She said he's probably in the 0.01% of the population. It was like two Coke cans stacked on top of each other, maybe even a third.
Staggering.
When was the last time you had a Coke can? Do we have a beer can or a Coke can?
No, I mean
Coke cans stacked on top of each other.
That's not even human. That's not human. There's no way. There's no way.
Pringles can.
Carlos. There's no way.
Somebody just said I'm red. I'm not red. Am I red? Well, it's because look who I work with. I have to keep looking over at him. Yeah, what's it like, pal?
It's just no way. I mean, there's got to be some sort of exaggeration there. And don't be envious. Sounds horrible, actually.
Yeah, terrible.
Well, no, I mean...
I mean, it literally ended his marriage.
It ended his marriage.
Yeah, he got remarried and she's having a child.
Is that true?
Yeah. And so my first thought was, who's that? What is she... I gotta get a look at her. Her parents
she
are
really
like,
oh, Coke. God.
Yeah, big Coke drinker. Mm. Oh, my hair, my ears are burning. I don't know why. Ben, any comments?
No. None.
I didn't think so.
None at all. Other than somewhat skepticism, perhaps.
You say that as a fellow... Yeah. It's too much. Too many people talk on podcasts, in my opinion. If I never knew that about Matt Khalil, I would have been fine.
True.
I would have been fine. I can't believe you did that story.
I think we got through it pretty well.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
On a completely different note,
we've
got a day-old football threesome coming your way.
Man, I thought you guys would do it yesterday.
We were going to, and then, of course, they named a manager, so we never got to it. Right. We will still get to it. I even have a Saturday schedule for you coming up as well. Take a quick timeout. More Ben and Woods on the way on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Maybe Matt Khalil should have tried SDFatLoss.com. I don't know how it works.
Do
they target certain areas? Because I've got a couple little love handles.
Are you telling me my diet can change that part?
I don't think so, but hey, sounds like they were desperate for options. If you're looking to lose weight everywhere, though, I can not highly recommend enough, more highly recommend, SDFatLoss.com. It's how I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. Did it 2.5 years ago during the summer. Lost up to a pound of fat per day eating real foods that I liked. That was the difference for me. Ate a lot of chicken and steak and vegetables that I enjoyed. Ate them in the right portions at the right times based on what my coach, my counselor was telling me. And I lost the weight fast. But then, and here was the magic part, when I was done losing the weight, I was able to keep the weight off and have kept the weight off for over 2 years. Because I was still eating mostly the same foods. When you go back, you're not going off of mixes or bars or shakes. You are still eating regular foods. It makes a huge difference. There's no exercise necessary, no injections. You're doing it just with the way you eat and changing yourself, changing your metabolism with SDFatLoss.com. Go online, set up your free consultation, find out how it can work for you, and you start the program now. New you as the new year rolls around in early January. No New Year's resolutions for you. You'll already be down to your ideal weight thanks to SDFatLoss.com. That's SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Who are you just catching up with there? In the middle of
that was Dr. Lauren Foster. He was my politics professor, advisor, and golf coach at Pomona College. And we've remained friends over the years. And he wanted to wish me a happy birthday. He could not make it down for my party, but he wanted to call a little belatedly. And,
of course you're friends with one of your professors. Of yeah. course you are.
I was like, wait, so your old teacher called?
Yeah, your old teacher called.
Old teacher called, yes. And golf coach.
Checking on you.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
Yep.
That's cool. None of my professors.
No.
Nope.
None of your various colleges, none of your Texas Tech professors or your
Loyola
professors, Holy Cross professors, yeah. Your
Tarrant County Junior College. University of Dallas for one class. No.
Not a single one.
Not one.
All right.
Nobody really ever calls and checks on me. I'm usually the checker. I'm the one that keeps all the friend groups together instead of like other people doing it, which it's not ideal, but it's kind of my lot in life. And I've accepted that as like, hey, miss you guys. We should
You're
all get together.
Guy.
I am that guy.
You're that guy.
Yeah. I don't really have I have a couple of like dear friends and, you know, but, and they'll check on me from time to time, but it's mostly me that's doing the checking.
Someday when we're no longer doing this show,
I'll be the one to check on you.
I won't see you every
never
day
call me.
Automatically.
You will never text me or call me.
I, of ever. Course, will check in on
never.
You regularly.
No, you never will.
You can call me anytime
that's,
you want.
Though. That's what breaks my heart, is that you'll, like, once we're done, we're going to be done. And it's, we have such good chemistry. We actually had a conversation yesterday, and we were talking about some, you know, behind-the-scenes stuff.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
I said to Ben, and I said, because there's, you know, potentially, I'm trying to dance around this a little bit, but I said, the thing that makes us special is that I don't want you to do this, and I don't want to do it. I know you're not the right guy for the job, and you know I'm not the right guy for the job. And in other cases, one person would say, I'll just handle it, and I'll let you know what happens. We're better because we both know neither is the right person for the job. True. And neither of us think that we're the right person for the job. And I said, that's the ego we've taken out of being a morning show that's worked together intimately for many, many
years.
We
mostly know our own limitations.
We mostly know, and we know our partner's limitations.
It's secretly one of the great skills in life.
Yes.
Is to know your own limitations.
Know your limitations.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly
and
right,
not to
man.
Say you shouldn't, you know, reach for the stars.
Sure, absolutely.
Shoot for the moon. You know, don't pigeonhole yourself, but at the same time, recognize that everybody has strengths and weaknesses.
Correct.
And if you can figure out where some of your weaknesses are and compliment yourself with other people who can help you out, that's a good thing.
That's right. And,
yeah.
And knowing, you know, I'm not the right guy is part of the journey of coming to that realization to say, I'm not right for it. Neither are you, but I'm not right for it. And that helps. It helps a lot.
Ready for a little football threesome?
Sure.
Day late and $1 short. Let's get to it.
Can Ben and Woods interest you in a threesome?
A threesome would be fun.
No, not that kind of threesome.
Talk dirty to me.
We're talking end arounds, the best tight ends in the world, and going all the way in this game of inches.
2 inches short, maybe less. Story of my life.
It's the NFL threesome with Ben and Woods, brought to you by Hamul Casino Resort, the Players' Place, on 97.3, The Fan.
Personal file, 69. Offense. He was giving them the business.
Tonight's Thursday night matchup does not look like it's going to be a real exciting game.
It's going to be ugly. Low
like
scoring.
A low scoring. You know,
really
somewhere
game.
In the 10-7.
Like, I like the Broncos.
I like the Broncos too, but not by
not
a lot.
Be very
maybe a field goal.
We'll carry it here on 97.3 yeah. The Fan. I don't even know if you want to bother.
Yeah, 10-7, somewhere around that neighborhood.
But I mean, if Denver does win, they'll be 8-2 and have the NFL's best record,
as we all predicted.
Despite most football experts going, they're not really a very good team with a bad quarterback, and yet they're 8-2.
How do you don't luck into 8-2 in this league?
I don't think
you
so.
You just don't. I didn't think that it was possible, but and I don't want to, you know, you can't take away all the credit.
Their only losses done. Now, and they did win last night over the Raiders 10-7.
Yep.
Their only losses are to the Colts and Chargers.
Yeah.
Two pretty decent teams. They've won every other game they've played.
Crazy.
All right, intriguing matchup of the weekend. I think the NFC West is very fascinating. We got a big one on Sunday afternoon. The LA Rams visiting the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah,
always a good rivalry. 6-2 at 6-3. Battle sort of for first place. Of course, Seattle's also 6-2. So you kind of got a three-way race right now in the NFC West. And that's one of the better games you're going to get this weekend.
I really like that Jets-Browns game. That's the game that intrigues me the most.
What are the Browns going to do without Paul DePodesta anymore?
We have not talked about that
yet. We have not. Leaving the Browns to take over the Colorado Rockies.
It's like the outhouse to the outhouse, kind of.
I mean, I don't blame the Rockies. They're going completely different direction. They've been the least analytical organization in baseball, and they're hiring literally Peter Brand from Moneyball to run their team.
Wow.
So, I mean, I'll give them some credit.
Yeah, they're trying something new.
Trying something different, because what they're doing
has not worked.
Is clearly not working. So they're going to go in a different direction. I think a lot of people are going, Paul DePodesta 12, 15 years ago might have been interesting. After a decade in the NFL, it's an odd hire. But again, I credit them for doing something else. Any other matchups that anyone wants to talk about?
I think Monday night is a really, really good one. Okay. Philly at Green Bay.
Sure.
Bit of a reach, but maybe New England, Tampa Bay could be
good.
Yeah,
could be good,
too.
Oh,
Drake May against Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
I like that one as well.
All right, picks of the week. My winning streak is over. We both picked the Patriots
last week. Both picked the Patriots.
They did not cover against the Atlanta Falcons last week. So try to start a new streak this week. I mentioned him earlier. When I was talking about Prize Picks, I like Rico Dowdle, and the Carolina Panthers have been playing better football than people think. They have a winning record now. They are only 5.5-point favorites at home against a pretty bad New Orleans Saints team. I think they can cover that at home, rushing the ball effectively. Give me the Carolina Panthers.
I'm also interested in that Atlanta-Indianapolis game, because Indianapolis just traded for Sauce Gardner. They're playing in Berlin, Germany. So it's like,
oh, are they?
I didn't realize.
So
they're like, hey, we traded for you. We also have to fly. We have to go to Berlin.
It's like 6 a.m. 6:30.
Yeah, 6:30 in the morning on Sunday. That's actually the game that I'm going to take. I'm going to take the Colts to cover 6.5 against the Falcons.
Okay, Paulie.
I will take the little bit of a bigger point spread. I will take the Detroit Lions -8 against the Washington Commanders.
Commanders without Jaden Daniels, who won't need surgery, but got hurt last week. Yeah, it's not a bad. It's a big spread, but does feel like it's
bad
something
offense,
that the
potential
Lions could cover in that game. All right, while we're talking football, and it's Friday, might as well get to the super sexy Saturday Stinkfist schedule. Here's your best lineup for college football fans starting tomorrow at 9 a.m. A Big 12 showdown, Woods. BYU, number 7 in the country and undefeated at number 8, Texas Tech.
Crazy, they're undefeated.
Winner has the inside road to the playoff berth from the Big 12.
Did you see they just suspended one of their players? BYU did.
Oh, they did?
Yes. They suspended...
Drink a soda or some coffee or something?
He swore at practice.
Did?
Yeah.
Is that really it?
That's a true story. Yeah. He said a bad word at practice and they said, you're out.
Wow.
Hmm.
I would never work.
If you were suspended
forever, I would never work.
A day for every bad word you said.
I would sit in a straitjacket in a room. Could you imagine?
Never saw Woods again.
They never suspended saw it. Never to be heard
what
from
did
him.
You? Well, yeah. Couldn't curse.
He kept swearing.
They kept swearing, so we had to suspend him.
12:30, we go to the Big Ten. Number 9, Oregon at number 20, Iowa. This is a pretty critical matchup for both teams to stay in the college football playoff race. The loser is going to have a very uphill climb. The winner has a path to the postseason. That's at CBS. First game's on ABC. And then at 4:30, it's kind of a mediocre wrap up to the night, but I'll go with LSU at number 4, Alabama. LSU with their new interim head coach did beat Texas A&M last week. Texas A&M beat LSU last week. Alabama looking to keep pace with Texas A&M. They're the only two undefeated teams in the SEC right now, at least in conference play, and they don't play each other. So if they keep winning, they can't be stopped on the road to the SEC championship game.
Turn off whatever you're
playing. Alabama against Texas A&M, possibly. And if you want to stay up real late on ABC 10, and this one surprised me. I didn't realize we were carrying the game until yesterday. The Aztecs play at Hawaii, and it will be aired locally on Channel 10. It's produced by the Hawaii broadcast crew, but Scripps Sports, our parent company, they like produce it, so they said, if you'd like to run the game in San Diego,
perfect.
Go ahead. So
all
we
right.
will.
Now I know where to watch it.
Right after that LSU-Alabama game, keep it on Channel 10. And you'll get the Aztecs in Hawaii for the late start. Probably won't end until we're asleep at 11:30 or midnight, since it's college football late on a Saturday night from Hawaii. But you've got
what are they
it on
favored
TV.
By? Do you know off the top of your head?
I do not know off the top of my head. I would not think it's by a ton, just because it is tough to win in Hawaii, and Hawaii's a pretty good team. I've got Aztecs. I hate when you try to click on something and the screen moves.
What time's the game?
Late. It's the late game.
6.5.
6.5, yep. San Diego State.
More than I thought.
Really?
Hawaii's 6-3. 3-2 in the Mountain West. Play well at home. It's not an easy road trip.
And then the big one. Can't look past these guys to look forward to Boise State next week.
Yep.
Got to win this one.
We talked about it yesterday. They're offering 2 tickets for $40, a little special for certain seats to try to get a big crowd in for Boise State. But, yeah, you don't want to overlook Hawaii on Saturday night.
100%. All right, wrap it up, dude.
We're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's take a break. Last segment of Ben and Woods of the Week.
What are you doing?
It's coming up next. So I thought you maybe had more to say.
Totally.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. U.S. Wellness Meats offers 100% grass-fed beef, pork, poultry, wild-caught seafood, and more. Ship free from family farms. Get 20% off your first order at uswellnessmeats.com. We'll set the stage for what we've got coming up on Monday. Kind of a complicated Ben and Woods program on Monday morning.
A lot of moving parts.
We'll tell you about it coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules, play at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Who wants to brunch this weekend at Sammy's at 7 Mile Casino? It's a great chance to check out San Diego's best card room, because the brunch is only available Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., but it was voted the best brunch in the South County. So if you live down there, hop on the 5, head to Chula Vista, get off at E, you're right there on Bay Boulevard, pulling into 7 Mile Casino for cards and brunch Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting the itch to go down and play some California-style blackjack, certainly. But if you got the time, Texas Hold'em, always a winner. You got Pie Gown Baccarat as well. So got everything you're looking for at 7 Mile Casino. We'll take such good care of you when you go down there, too. The food, as Ben mentioned, the brunch is great, but all their food, the 24/7 players menu, phenomenal, smoke-free environment as well.
And they take care of high-limit players. They spread good tables. They've got great dealers, comfortable chairs. So if you're looking for a little bit of a bigger game in Texas Hold'em, you could do it at 7 Mile Casino without the long drive to one of the other casinos that are way out. You know where they are. 7 Mile's just easier. It's just better. It's just 7 minutes from downtown.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's crazy to think about that on Monday at 10 a.m., me, you, Ben, and Paul will all be at our fourth manager press conference since we started as a program together.
Jace Tingler.
Yep, Jace's. We were there. We were at Bob Melvin's. We were at Mike Schiltz. And we will be at Craig Stammons.
The Schilt one was, that was wild that day because that, I want to say that was like the week before Thanksgiving.
It was November 21st.
It was late, yeah, because Peter Seidler had passed away earlier that month.
Yep.
And I don't want to say, like, the team didn't go dark, but they weren't like, okay, hey, Peter died on a Tuesday. Let's do our manager press conference on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like, there had to be some time. And, like, that was kind of the first you had heard from anybody with the team. Don Orsillo leading the ceremonies, and AJ, whoever else spoke. I mean, it was like it was almost like a funeral and a hiring press conference as well.
No question.
I believe that Bruce Bochy was hired as manager in 1995.
Mm-hmm.
I was in high school. I was not at that one. I've been at every one since.
Really?
Yeah. I was at Bud Black's. I was at Andy Green's. Then Jace Tingler with you guys, obviously. Then, of course, Bob Melvin, Mike Schilt. And now we will be there on Monday. Now, how are we going to be there on Monday is the question. Because the news conference to introduce Craig Stammen is scheduled for 10 a.m. right at the end of this show. Now, we'll all come in, do the normal show at 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Gives us like 5 minutes to get down there.
Now, this is the plan I came up with yesterday talking to Adam. Because I said, we want to be there, but we can't just leave the show like it's prime time leading up into the press conference. How are we going to work this? So this is what I came up with. At 9 o'clock, I am going to leave and drive down to Petco Park and then go up to the room where they host the press conference. Sammy and Tony Gwynn Jr. Sammy won't be there, but Adam will be there with the equipment set up for interviews and stuff. I will then start doing the show from there.
With us.
With you for a minute. And then at the break, you guys will, at 9:30, leave and come down and join me. So I'll do the last half hour of the show without you. You'll do the second to last half hour of the show without me. And then we'll all come back together right at the end, hopefully, say goodbye and toss things to the press conference at 10 o'clock. And then Tony's going to be there interviewing Craig Stammen and probably A.J. Preller again. And who knows what players might be there and attending. Other coaches that might be there will probably get to say hi to some of them. And it's always interesting to see who made it out. Now, don't. If they're not there, don't. Oh, that means he doesn't like Craig Stammen.
I had this.
They may have already had a family vacation, something planned.
I had this debate with somebody in the chat. They go, you know, this will be very telling to see how many players show up to this. And I said a couple things. Number one, it won't be. It won't be telling at all. If there's 30 players there, doesn't mean you're going to win more games next year.
Nope.
If there's nobody there, doesn't mean you're going to lose more games. This is their offseason. They have lives. As you said, they have families. They have vacations. Also, they do this every 2 years. So, you know, like I think it does. I'm not going to look around and go, oh, man, there's no, you know, so-and-so didn't show. So-and-so
like,
didn't show.
I'm in Rome. I'll be at the next one.
I'll come back for the next one and, you know, hopefully
18
more than
months.
18 months. But, yeah, it literally means nothing. And I know it would, hey, if we walked in there Monday and there were 15 players there, we'd be like, wow, this is badass. It makes you feel better. There's no question. You're absolutely right in that. It makes you feel good. Means nothing. Zero. About how many games you're going to win next year.
I would imagine that a few of the guys who live here in San Diego.
They may stop by.
Yeah. Guys who live in Florida.
Will not be here.
Probably won't fly across the country just for a news conference. I wonder if Craig Stammen will fly around the country, maybe to touch base with some of these guys.
I wonder if Craig Stammen will be there.
I think he'll be there. But after he is introduced, as Mike Schilt did, I think that's a worthy thing for a new manager to do.
Yeah.
Just a little FaceTime with key players. He already knows most of them, though. You know,
Purple says, nice try, company Schilt. If there's no players there, it's going right into my agenda. If there's 200 there, I will ignore it. That's my guy, dude.
Dominic, you're right. 1995, I was in college, not high school. Just barely.
Barely.
It's been a long time. And I have seen many managers come now and many managers go for the San Diego Padres.
Indeed you have, my friend. You have. And, I mean, so have we. We've only been here.
You think about it. Bruce Bochy and Bud Black, it's a good solid chunk of two decades, essentially, with just those two as manager. Since then, the turnover has been quite a bit more aggressive in A.J. Preller's tenure as general manager.
No question.
Yeah.
No question.
Kevin Towers was a little more a stick with the manager I got here for a while.
Which I think also made people insane
for a while. Yeah,
you know,
that's
like,
true.
There's no winning in baseball unless you actually win. Turns out if you win, you do whatever you want.
Bud Black, had him in studio recently. Really great guy.
Phenomenal.
Great manager. Spent a decade, pretty much, just under a decade as manager of the San Diego Padres. Playoff appearances?
Zero.
Mm. Came really close that first year.
Yep. That's
Matt Holliday, close that first year. And after that?
Nada. That's a bummer.
Yeah, I know.
That's a bummer. So, yeah, we will be there Monday, hanging out. I'm not asking a question this year.
No? I was wondering.
No. I don't want to. Just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
That's fine.
Let me take it in. So I don't want to do bits all the time. I'm tired. Dog tired. Disneyland broke me yesterday. Wore me out.
Very predictable on the order of who gets to ask questions at these.
Yes.
Kevin A.C.
A.J. Casavell.
Dennis Lynn.
There you go.
Then probably Jeff Sanders.
Yep.
And back to Kevin A.C.
Follow up.
Then he'll probably go to some of the TV guys. Darnay.
Yeah.
Jake.
Well, you're a TV guy. Will you ask a question?
I am, and if I want to, I will, but...
Let's actually put it on the TV guy to ask a question.
I'm not afraid to ask a question, but I don't want to ask a question just to ask a question. If I think of a good question that I want answered, I will ask it. I feel like there's some people in those press conferences that raise their hands and then try to think of a question to ask once they realize that, oh, they're coming to me. I kind of am looking and I go, you know what? I'd be interested to hear what he has to say about that. And then I raise my hand because I have a question, not the other way around.
You see who else was at Disneyland yesterday?
Yes, I did.
Mookie Betts. Was also in the torture chamber with his, for his daughter's seventh birthday.
He took a picture of the two Goofies together.
Yeah, so I asked Bo, I said, hey, if we had seen Mookie Betts, would you have gone up to him and said hello? He goes, yes. And I go, really? He goes, yeah, because he hates the Dodgers. I mean, he hates them. And he won't even wear blue. And he's like, he goes, but I like Mookie. And I go, I'm with you, dude. I probably would have said hello, too. Hey, hate your team. Talk a lot of smack about him, but that's a hell of a job you guys did in the World Series. He's tough. He's a tough dude to hate, for sure. But, yeah, he was at Disney, too. And, you know, he's just there among the people. Like, they don't, you know, they're not, like, special areas for Mookie Betts and family. But yeah, he happened to be there. He probably got there when we were leaving at 1 o'clock, because who leaves Disneyland at 1 o'clock unless you're my child?
Yeah. I mean, if you have infants, toddlers,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But most people,
sure,
like if they get there, they're there for the day.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because
it's really expensive. And they want to get their money's worth.
You know what's funny? The longer you stay, the more expensive it is. If we had stayed,
That's a good point.
The longer you stay, you're going to spend more money. I mean, like, that's another meal you'd have to eat, the $5 waters, you know, it adds up. So I spent a decent chunk of change yesterday on Taylor's 5th birthday. I'll spend a decent chunk of change on dinner for 6 tonight at Benihana for his birthday.
Be that family that brings along some snacks.
We brought like 2 waters.
And parses them out throughout the day so you don't have to continue buying food and souvenirs. You just do the rides, which are included. So you could stay without spending more money.
Good luck doing that on your child's 5th birthday. I want a toy. I want ice cream. It's my birthday. All right.
Did you go to the candy store? I always
Oh, of course we went to the candy store.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
What'd you get?
I didn't get anything.
You didn't get anything.
I didn't let them get anything, but they got ice cream in the ice cream.
In the ice cream in the back of the candy store?
Bro, my son, my 7-year-old, with the all-time line. We have traffic. Yeah. My 7-year-old, we're walking up. He sees the sign. He goes, hand scooped? I go, yeah. He goes, they scoop it with their hands?
Yeah.
He laid me out, dude. I looked at him, I go, he goes, they don't have the things. I go, yes, they have the things. And the hand goes, but wait, how else would you scoop it if it's not with your hand? I go, I want to go to the place that's foot scooped. That's what I want. Bro, I was in.
He wants scoop, scoop.
Are there a lot of places that have robots that are doing this?
I was in tears. He looked at me in horror. He goes, hand scooped.
I've never gone to an ice cream parlor that was anything but hand scooped. If it's in the bucket, there's
that.
No way to get it into the cone.
It murdered me. Hand scooped. Yes. They use their hands? No. It's unbelievable, dude.
All right, we got it. Sue is chomping at the bit for a last check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. I'm having an amusing text discussion with Jamie, the SID at San Diego State, is going, wait, our game is on Channel 10 tomorrow? And go, yes, I just found out about it yesterday as well. He goes,
great.
Oh, we were trying to put together a graphic. You click here and then take, you know, put this log username to watch. No, you can watch the Aztecs game on Channel 10 tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It's the Hawaii broadcast produced, but we will have it for you on Channel 10. He didn't even know. So
have a good weekend, guys.
All right, have a good weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday. Craig Stammen, introductory news conference and more. For Pauly Rindel and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. The Midday Show is coming up next year on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.